Why? I wanted to show drawings that were very simple, very reductive, very focused on a single idea. I can't say why. I've gone through periods where my work has been much more festive, more crowded, more playful and busy. But maybe it's just the mood now of myself and other people that I wanted to do something that was a little more serious.
Can you draw something about your techniques? Or is it one technique?
It's very simple. I've drawn this way for 30 years, and I just use a pen like architects use, but I use it in a different way than they do. Instead of drawing straight lines against a ruler, I just flick the pen on the paper, and it produces this little comet-shaped mark. They're pretty much all the same, but no two are exactly alike. And I find that for one reason or another, that by reducing the whole drawing to just a series of identical marks, that it shifts my attention toward the decisions about how to organize the marks, and that can become very expressive, very analytical, very creative.
The brochure about you says that you create your works in a kind of state of ecstasy. Is it true?
Ideally, I try not to have them simply become like knitting or doing homework or something boring and ordinary. But of course, many of these drawings take a very long period of time to make. And I can't say that every minute of a drawing that takes 3 years is going to be ecstasy. But yes, I try to, as soon as I get bored with an idea, I stop, even if I haven't finished the drawing. I've learned that attention span is the most important regulator of quality in the drawing, and that if it doesn't interest me, it's not going to interest anybody else either.
The curator of the exhibition said that this is the first exhibition of a contemporary Jewish artist, and that her plan is to organize exhibition of a Jewish art and find a common denominator for Jewish art. Do you feel yourself being a Jewish artist, or do you feel yourself being special or different from other artists?
The fact is, I had never thought about being a Jewish artist until Misha asked me to do this show in her gallery. I'm not religious, but the fact is, my parents did raise me in the Jewish tradition, and I was quite affected by the injunction against representation in art, which is typical of the Jewish tradition. It happens also to be typical of modern abstract art as well, and I think of myself in that context rather than specifically Jewish art. But the fact is, those two traditions really come together in this century. So I don't object to the label, because I can't deny that I really was influenced by this tradition, the religious as well as the secular, even though I'm not religious myself.
Is there any favorite picture of yours in this exhibition?
Can we go to that? I'm sure.
So this is your favorite picture. Could you describe it or tell us more?
It's certainly the most intense drawing that I've ever done. It's called Nova. It's now in the collection of Feder Gall, and I worked on it for 3.5 years. You can see it's got a lot of marks on it, and the paper is quite yellow from being handled so much. But it was a very intense period of time where I was recovering from a failed love affair, basically. And I poured out all my anger and frustration and tears on this paper. And there's nothing quite like it that I've done before or since. So it has a special place in the exhibition. I can't say it's my favorite, though. It's just the one that is the most meaningful to me of these. I usually will say that my most recent drawing is my favorite. And in this case, that's also true. The drawing over here, which is Cosmology Number 4, I just finished on Saturday night. And it was a wonderful experience, and I'm very proud of it.
So how long does it take to make one picture? Not the big one like this, but...
I like to spend 3 to 5 days on a drawing. That to me feels right, because it's long enough to get lost in the experience of the drawing. Entering it and leaving it are not such a complete ecstatic experience, to use your own words. But in the middle, I can really just relax into the experience. So 3 to 5 days, I prefer. But you see these little ones, these take 5-10 minutes to do. They're extremely difficult, I must tell you, even though they don't take much time. The failure rate is about 90%, because it's just very difficult to get them to work, even though they're quick to do.
So in the beginning of the 1990s, you moved to Prague. Can you explain why?
I must tell you that I was asked that question by Český rozhlas when I had my first exhibition here in 1999, and I can only quote what I said then. I fell in love with the city. I was here on a business trip, and it was the first place I had ever been in my life where I really felt like I was in one of my drawings. Prague has this kind of elegance and density of detail. And I don't know what you think of these drawings, but I felt that I was at home just because this environment that I've tried to create in drawing exists in architecture in this city.